You are listening to the Polemics Report, a ministry designed to train the powers of your discernment with constant practice, that you might be skilled in the word of righteousness.
Listen, folks, we are in the modern day downgrade. The church has to wake up and realize that we've become theologically inept. We've got to become Bereans.
The downgrade is upon us. The walls are closing in. What will you do? And how will you stand? Stay tuned as answers are given for how you can withstand the modern day downgrade. This is your polemicist, J.D. Hall.
Hello, and you are listening to Polemics Report Weekend Edition, the ministry designed to do what Hebrews 5 exhorts us to do, to train the powers of our discernment through constant practice so that we might be skilled in the word of righteousness. As Spurgeon said, discernment is not telling the difference between right and wrong, but between right and almost right. And there are a lot of things in American evangelicalism that are almost right. We engage in polemic theology, reproving and rebuking in keeping with Paul's instruction in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2, that we do these things with patience and with teaching. You can listen to the regular Polemics Report on Sermon Audio or iTunes, or by going to the website, polemicsreport.com. Polemics Report is listener-supported radio. You can donate online, again, polemicsreport.com. This week, the popular polemics site Pulpit and Pen ran a story on a very sad and unfortunate development relating to the Southern Baptist Convention and its president, Ronnie Floyd. Floyd is the pastor of Cross Church in Springdale, Arkansas, a bustling megachurch with satellite campuses across northwest Arkansas. Ronnie Floyd, sometimes called affectionately Ronnie Armani, is known by his, well, his expensive taste in suits and cars, as well as his expensive taste in church stage designs, making national news several years ago for having a children's church set designed by a Walt Disney World designer, complete with a baptistry shaped like a fire engine that shoots confetti out over the audience. Floyd is in his second and final year as president of the SBC, a position he took while prophesying a great awakening, in which he has regularly and repeatedly recalled what God has told him personally in direct divine revelation regarding the spiritual renewal that waits just around the corner. As a part of his prophetic predictions of a prayer-induced great awakening, Floyd has repeatedly took to prayer and worship with anyone and everyone who's invited him to come speak in official or unofficial capacity as Southern Baptist president. Most recently, Floyd spoke at a charismatic cult and dangerous organization known as IHOP, that is the International House of Prayer, founded and pastored by New Apostolic Reformation prophet and self-pronounced apostle Mike Bickle. When Southern Baptists widely criticized Floyd's partnership with IHOP on doctrinal grounds that he is speaking with, a conference that also sponsored a Catholic tract for Roman Catholic attenders, well, Ronnie Floyd defended himself in an email sent to Pulpit and Pen, saying that God had directly ordered him to attend the pagan prayer festival and that he would be disobedient to God if he didn't go. This Ronnie Floyd, who, by the way, was nominated for his first term as president of the SBC by Southern Seminary President Albert Moeller, has now, according to Pulpit and Pen, signed on to attend the Together 2016 conference with a long list of those who the mainstream evangelical world would consider to be, in every meaning of the term, clearly heretical. Along with Word of Faith and Prosperity Gospel Church Hillsong United out of Australia, and with Anne Voskamp, who wrote a popular and yet eroticized women's devotional in which she wrote about making love to God, Word of Faith and Prosperity Gospel lady preacher Christine Kane, and Roman Catholic musician Matt Maher, Floyd is now partnering in the event with none other than the Bishop of Rome, known as the Pope. As Brandon Hines writes at Pulpit and Pen, as has been thoroughly discussed elsewhere, the Together 2016 conference is hosting many theologically questionable people who are widely popular with evangelicals. This rogue gallery includes Hillsong United, Christine Kane, Carrie Job, Kirk Franklin, the rapper who happens to be a Christian, that's what he calls himself, Lecrae, SBC President Ronnie Floyd, Josh McDowell, Tripp Lee, God's Lover, and Voskamp, Matthew West, and Roman Catholic musician Matt Maher. It has come to the attention of Pulpit and Pen that Matt Maher won't be the only Roman Catholic feature in the event. Pope Francis has added himself to the lineup, stating that he will speak to the audience via video. founder of Pulse, Nick Hall, who helped to organize the event, said this. He said, "We're humbled and honored by this involvement and eager to share his message with the crowd that gathers at Together 2016. That His Holiness would choose to speak into the historic day is a testimony to the urgency and the need for followers of Jesus to unite in prayer for our nation and our world. Many of the people in the lineup have already demonstrated a lack of Christian common sense. For example, Kirk Franklin helped write a profane gospel album with Kanye West. Ravi Zacharias gave an evangelically weak lecture at the Mormon Tabernacle and often speaks with Christian figures of ill repute such as Christine Kane. Now, Zacharias, West, and their compatriots will engage in a partnership with the Pope of Rome himself. This isn't a mere demonstration of a lack of common sense. This is a flouting of biblical admonition. Sadly, inappropriate partnerships are nothing new for Southern Baptist President Ronnie Floyd." Again, Floyd spoke at the ecumenical IHOP gathering hosted by the New Apostolic Reformation luminary Mike Dickel. He wrote in a letter to the event's producers, that is Ronnie Floyd, stating this. He said, "In 1997, Promise Keepers held their Stand in the Gap rally in the National Mall. I had the privilege to speak to over 1.3 million men who attended from all over America. It was one of the greatest moments of my life, unquestionably. The scene of a sea of men gathered to experience the Lord together was epic. Now is the time for another million or more people from our generations to come together on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. A gathering of people from all backgrounds of life and every ethnicity joining together in one place at one time for one day to unite around Christ and His hope for America and the world. Our greatest need in America is for the next great spiritual awakening to occur. What if Saturday, July 16, 2016, was the day that God brought spiritual awakening to the National Mall in Washington, D.C.? Do not miss," Floyd writes, "Together 2016. Well, Brandon Hines is right. It's incredible that the president of the Southern Baptist Convention, a denomination that has historically stood on conservative biblical truth, has not only displayed a lack of discernment by partnering with the IHOP Dominionist, but with the false gospel-proclaiming pontiff of the apostate Roman Catholic Church. It doesn't take a great theologian to figure out that God is not going to bring a revival through false worship that He hates. Roman Catholicism teaches many dangerous doctrines. Chief among them is the teaching that Christians are saved by a combination of faith and works. This is from the Council of Trent, Canon 9. Rome also teaches that the Bible is not sufficient and that the Bible and church tradition are equal in authority. In these Catholic teachings are things like, well, praying to dead saints and the sanctification of Mary as a co-mediator with Christ. The Catholic Church teaches many doctrines that should cause Bible-believing Christians to separate from them. After all, that is what the whole Protestant Reformation was about. Yet Ronnie Floyd chooses to speak at a conference with the Pope. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 through 15, we see this: "Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness? What accord has Christ with Belial, or what portion does a believer share with an unbeliever?" All of these rhetorical questions from the Apostle Paul beg the answer: none at all. The Christian has no business with those who are apostate or who teach false doctrine. Well, as Ronnie Floyd says of the synchristic conference to take place at the National Mall in Washington, that people from all backgrounds of life and every ethnicity joining together in one place at one time for one day to unite around Christ and His hope for America and the world, he throws red meat to an evangelical audience, as he usually does, who's short on discernment, eat up the comment with enthusiasm. Shouldn't we gather together for prayer? Shouldn't we unite around Christ? Well, if that's what was happening, I would be for that too. But the truth is, not every Jesus is the true Jesus. Muslims believe in Jesus, a Jesus who was a great prophet, but nothing more. Mormons believe in Jesus, a Jesus who is the product of a divine sexual union and happens to be the brother of Lucifer. Jehovah's Witnesses believe in Jesus, a Jesus who was a spirit creature and an archangel who did not bodily raise from the dead. Brian Houston of Hillsong and Christine Kane believe in Jesus, a Jesus who exists to give you stuff like wealth and prosperity because you too, in their opinion, are little gods and you could just speak such things into existence. And Voskamp believes in Jesus, Jesus, whose father she writes about having erotic and a romantic time with. The Pope believes in Jesus, a Jesus whose shed blood is not sufficient to save by faith alone, unless it is combined with the merit given by good behavior and merit handed out by the Church from the treasury of merit in heaven, stocked with righteousness attained by the Virgin Mary and by saints. As a matter of fact, when Ronnie Floyd talks about praying together because we're united in Christ, the question is, when the Pope is there, to whom is he praying? To Christ, to the Father, or to the Virgin Mary, or saints who've gone on before? How can one truly unite around Christ if Christ is not merely an abstract idea, but if he is an actual literal person of the Godhead, and others with whom you would like to unite believe in a fictional make-believe Jesus made after their own image? Clearly, we cannot. And no greater divide between Christians and the lost can be demonstrated than the doctrine held by the Pope of Rome. The official Catholic Church teaching is canonized in the Council of Trent. The Council of Trent, Canon 9, says this: if anyone says that by faith alone the impious is justified in such way as to mean that nothing else is required to cooperate in order to obtain the grace of justification, and that it is in no way necessary that he be prepared and disposed by the movement of his own will, let him be anathema. Canon 12 says, if anyone shall say that justifying faith is nothing else than confidence in the divine mercy, pardoning sins for Christ's sake, or that it is that confidence alone by which we're justified, let him be accursed. Or Canon 14, if anyone says that he is justified by faith alone, let him be anathema. In other words, let him be cut off and accursed. The question is, how do we unite with someone who has already, by the doctrine of the Church, anathematized us, accursed us, or, to use modern English, damned us? How do we unite with someone like that? And the truth of the matter is, we really can't. All we can do is preach the gospel to them and ask that they repent. We're not even praying to the same people. This is what Ronnie Floyd needs to understand. We pray to the thrice holy God of heaven. The Pope prays to a figment of his imagination called God, whose mother intercedes for us, and the saints who've gone before can help answer our prayers. One truly does have to wonder how Dr. Moeller, who is esteemed nationwide, even worldwide, for his stance doctrinally and for his deep theological soundness, how he could nominate one like Ronnie Floyd to that position when, well, none of these things surprise those of us in polemics who've been paying attention to Ronnie Floyd for some time. I wonder if Dr. Moeller is beginning to regret that nomination. For example, in a Baptist News Global article by Bob Allen, March 14, 2013, a Southern Baptist Seminary president urged evangelicals not to get too caught up in all of the excitement surrounding the naming of the Pope. Here's what he said, March 14, 2013, in the Daily Briefing, that is Albert Moeller's podcast. He says, evangelical Christians simply cannot accept the legitimacy of the papacy and must resist and reject claims of papal authority. To do otherwise would be to compromise biblical truth and reverse the Reformation. Well, now it is the man that Albert Moeller has nominated who is speaking at a conference that has called the Pope His Holiness. Well, according to Albert Moeller, the Pope is not His Holiness, but the Pope is an usurper of true biblical authority. Moeller says, first and foremost, evangelicals must affirm that the doctrine of justification by faith alone is essential, because that is the very definition of the gospel itself, and there is nothing more core, central, and essential to the gospel. Dr. Moeller continues. He says, the Roman Catholic Church officially teaches that the Pope has the power to dispense merit, to forgive sin, and to extend indulgences. When you consider that, you realize just how unbiblical the office is. The Roman Catholic Church, by its symbolism and by its formal teaching, says that the Pope, whom they claim to be the successor of Peter, actually holds the keys of the kingdom to which Jesus refers in Matthew chapter 16. We understand that the keys of the kingdom do indeed exist, but that they belong to Christ, and that they are handed to the Church as a stewardship, not to St. Peter. Furthermore, when you look at the institution of the papacy, evangelicals looking at all the ceremony and all the liturgy and all the secrecy and all the mystery, you must understand what is crystal clear in official Roman Catholic teaching, and that is that the Pope has the opportunity and the responsibility, under the powers that are supposedly invested in him, to be a conduit of divine revelation. Well, it's here that we see perhaps what the Pope of Rome and Ronnie Floyd have in common. Both believe that they are God's conduit of divine revelation. That is, the Southern Baptist Convention president and the Pope of Rome both believe that God speaks to them directly and gives them words outside of Scripture. Well, I would ask that all of you please pray for the Southern Baptist Convention, and please pray that God may reform it. Pray that God will reform it in such a way that doctrine and theology again come to a place of prominence in the Southern Baptist Convention. Thank you for listening to Polemics Report. Go to the website, polemicsreport.com. God bless you, and until next time, as always, Semper Reformanda.